Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for checking out this Texans Today podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, the team practiced outside at the Methodist Training Center in preparation for the Buffalo Bills, and head coach Gary Kubiak started off by answering questions about the health status of wide receiver Andre Johnson, who was injured Sunday against the 49ers when he suffered a lung contusion.
Pre-practice stuff, but did not practice, and took a step forward today. So he did not participate in practice, but I'm encouraged by what he did.
What is your gut, your feel?
Well,
for Sunday?
I don't want to go there, Mark. But I would say that I feel good about what I saw him do today. So if there's no setbacks, I think we'd be smart with him, get him to Friday, and see where we're at.
So while Kubiak was cautiously optimistic about Johnson, the Pro Bowl receiver had no doubt about what his status will be for Sunday.
Yeah, Mark.
How are you feeling?
No, I'm good. I'm not in no pain or anything like that. I feel fine, to be honest.
Was it pretty scary when you heard what the injury was?
No, I wasn't scared. I was trying to go back in the game and play. So I wasn't scared at all. I was just wondering to myself what was wrong with me as I was spitting up the blood. But, I felt fine. I mean, I didn't feel any... I wasn't in any pain or anything. I was telling the doctors I was okay. I can go out and keep playing. So, right now I'm not in no pain. I haven't been in any pain. So, I feel normal.
Kubiak said you may have had some trouble breathing during the game. Was that happening or is it still happening?
The play that came out, the play when I caught the pass, and then that next play when I was running, I did have some trouble breathing. Because I was kind of choking, and I was spitting up blood. So, that's when I, fell down to the ground. But after I went to the sideline, I was telling them what was wrong with me or whatever. I felt fine after that, and I felt like I was able to go back and play, but they wouldn't let me go.
You expect to play this weekend?
Yeah, I'll be out there.
No doubt.
100%.
I don't know. They might have to cut my leg off or something to keep me from going out there. But I'll be out there.
What point out there did you look around and say, "Where's my helmet?"
I wanted to go back in, and they were just like, wait for a second, and I felt like it was taking too long, to make a decision. And I was just like. When I went in the back and got the x-ray, I just threw my shoulder pads back on and ran back out of the room, because I knew, what situation we were in, as far as the game. And, I didn't feel like, it was stopping me from playing. I mean, I took the hit, like, in the second quarter, and, I didn't feel any pain or anything then, and I played, throughout the rest of the game, so... I mean, I felt fine. I felt like I could keep going.
Andre, I know it's an obvious question, but you have a bruised lung.
Right.
Why is it so important for you to go out there as opposed to maybe sitting a week and letting it get even better? And it's obvious. You maybe can probably give me an obvious answer, but it has to be asked.
Well, if I was in pain or something like that, then, maybe it was something I'd think about. But I'm not in pain. I don't feel any pain. I went out and ran today, and, my breathing felt normal. So, I mean, I feel like I'm fine. So that's why I feel like I can go out and play. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't feel any pain or anything. So,
well, when you're the team's best player and the coach will not guarantee that you're going to be out there, and he's doing everything he can. He's saying as much as he can say. They're hopeful, but you seem to be beyond hopeful.
Yeah, because, like I said, I don't feel like anything's wrong with me. The only thing I think the thing that they're scared of is me taking another hit, probably, in that spot. So, I think that's probably the biggest thing. I want to play.
Is there some extra padding you can wear to help you in that area, or is that just an exposed spot and there's not a lot you can do about it?
No, it's something we've talked about, when I came in on Tuesday. We talked about that, and we have a guy coming in that's going to, see what padding to put on the back of my shoulder pad, some extra padding and things like that. So, you know, that should help me out.
About practice over the next couple of days, I mean, would you like to sort of get out there in pads and get bumped around a little bit just to see, or how do you approach that?
Well, they're keeping me out of practice. I have to take another scan, you know, and after that scan, then, you know, they will see how things look, you know, as far as my lungs and everything, and we'll just have to make a decision from that.
Is that scan today?
Nah, I'll take a scan tomorrow.
Is it the same kind of scan you've already had? Is it precautionary? Or?
Yeah, it's the same scan I already had. The same scan I took when I went over to the hospital after the game.
As far as the team is concerned, you've been asked this question a bunch of times in the past. You're 4-3 now. Offense is putting up incredible numbers. I mean, do you feel like this team has finally turned a corner?
Well, if I say yeah, we turn around and lose, then, you know, it's going to be something crazy in the newspaper. So, you know, I'm not really worried about that. You just have to focus, you know, at the game at hand, and that's Buffalo. You know, you really can't worry about all that. You just have to take it one game at a time. And I really don't, you know, worry about things that has happened in the past. I just try to, you know, keep, you know, looking at what's ahead of us. So, you know, that's how I look at it. And we have to go get a win or something.
When you were hurt and spitting up blood, were you ever scared or worried that it may be something much more serious than what you originally thought? And maybe what could be?
To be honest, I didn't know what it was. You know, when I was, you know, down on the ground spitting, I was just like, you know, man, what's wrong with me? But did it scare me? Yeah, it scared me a little bit because I've never had that happen to me before. And, you know, at first it was a nice amount, you know, that I was spitting out. But, you know, after it kind of slowed down, you know, once I came out of the game and they had me on the sideline. So that's why I felt like I could go back in. So, but it did bother me a little bit.
What would it mean you to get back on the field on Sunday and not miss a game, not let this get in the way?
It means a lot because I want to play. I mean, I feel like, you know, I need to be out there to help my team be successful.
That's going to do it for this Texans Today podcast. We appreciate you listening and hope you keep it here at HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about your favorite football team. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston, and we're ready to play.